Just okay. Rabosei, we're up to the bottom of Hey Amid Aleph and Sachin onto Hey Amid Beis. We mention a Braisa, Tanyanam Yahachi, has three shitos of Tanoim, all trying to prove the meaning of the Pasuk of Bayom Arishon Tashvisu, how we know that it means Erev Pesach Yudalet and not Pesach itself, Tesvav. Rabbi Akiva's drasha was based on the fact that the Pasuk says Tashbisu, and since Havara is a Malacha, and a Malacha of Havara would not be Mutter on Yantif, obviously, therefore, the Torah must be referring to Yom HaRishon of Yudalid, not of Tezvav. Says the Gemara, Amar Rava, Shma Mina, turning to Amid Beis, Shma Mina Midrabi Akiva Tlas. We can now learn out from Yakiva three points of halacha. Number one, Shema Mina, Ein Bir Chametz El Esreifa. First point is, you see from Rabbi Akiva that Bir Chametz is Besreifa. That's why there's a right to learn out that Tashbisu, which is Bir of Sreifa, could not be on Yantif. If it weren't Sreifa, we wouldn't have a problem. Assuming that it's Yantif, Rashi will elaborate. That's point number one. Shma Mina, the second thing, Havara L'chalik Yatzah. So we'll see again more in Rashi on this. There's a machlokes whether the pasuk lo sevaru esh b'chomos v'seichem b'yom ha-shabbos, a special pasuk in Parshas Vayakhel, which is a lav for the malacha of Havara, why the Torah needs to specially list Havara as a separate lav if it's part of the larger category of malachos. There are two opinions of Tanoim. One is the opinion of lav yatzas. It's only a lav, and therefore it's not the same level of the malachos, the other malachos that have with them all the onshin of Karis and Mises Bezdin. That's lav yatzas. And the other opinion is l'chalik yatzas, that it has to do with the notion called chiluk malachos, as we're going to see more in Rashi about this, that there's a separate machayiv for the malacha, for a chiv carbon, for example, bishogeg, when a person will do any number of malachos with one lapse of awareness, there'll be a separate carbon, ki'ilu, it was a separate aveira for each malacha that he did, even though he did the same losasacha malacha multiple times, it's as if it would be a separate machayiv in carbon, that's called a chalik yasas. And what the Gemara is saying is that in order to understand Rabbi Akiva, we're apparently assuming not the man d'amar of l'lav yatzas, that wouldn't square with Rabbi Akiva, but l'chalik yatzas. Why not? Again, we'll have to see different pshatim, Rashi, and Tosfos, and on. But that's the second point that we see from Rabbi Akiva, that he's taking sides of that machlokes, that Havara is not l'lav yatzas, that wouldn't fit with what Rabbi Akiva's words are saying. Rabbi Akiva says, Shaminan, that we know that Havara is an Av Malacha. Those were his words. Matsinu Havara Shi Av Malacha. So that would seem to go with the Manda Amar, that not Lachav Yatzas, but Lachalik Yatzas. And the third point, Ushma Mina, Lo Amrinan, we don't say the rule, Hoel Behutra Havara Litzorech, Hutra Nami Shelo Litzorech. This is the cloud called Mitoch, that we say that just as the malacha of Havara is permitted for Yantif with Sorach of Ochel Nefesh, so we expand that heter to include even what's not formally Tzorach Ochel Nefesh. It's also mutter based on that rule. It's a machokes tanayim b'shameh b'shilo in Beit Sayyid Beis. And apparently, Rabbi Akiva goes on the side of b'shameh, who holds that we don't say mitoch. And if you would have said mitoch, then what would have been, then that would have a reason to be matir havara, even if it's not l'tzorach ochel nefesh, even if it's l'tzorach of sreifas chametz. Let's see how Rashi explains what we just read. Shma mina, so we have the first point, shma mina mid Rabbi Akiva tlas, shma mina ein bir chametz el sreifa. So here Rashi has a lot to say about the point of the first shma mina. Shma Mina, now there's already a deal to make in the language of Rashi, in the formulation of Rashi. Let's see together what is interesting in the language. Shma Mina, midelo nafkele, daha yom harishon, erev yom tofu, ela mishum, the Asur Lahavir B'Yom Tov, Shmamina Svirale Kirab Yehuda, the Amar L'Kamar B'Perikosha, Ein B'Yochamitz El Asreifa, the Yalef Laminosa. So let's even pause for a second right now. Rashi's saying, we see from the fact that Rabbi Akiva doesn't learn out that Yom HaRishon is Erev Yontif as opposed to Yontif, only from the fact that he said it's Asur Lahavir B'Yom Tov. So right away, something is a little bit strange in Rashi, in the way Rashi words it. What Rashi is getting at, as Rashi goes on, right, is that the fact that Havara is the meaning of Tashbisu, and we're assuming that you couldn't do it on Yontif, that's because you can't do Havara on Yontif. So obviously, Rabbi Akiva interpreted Tashbisu to be Sreifa like Rabbi Yehuda, otherwise you had another method, you could have done it, and it wouldn't have been a problem to do it on Yontif, as Rashi goes on. So why does Rashi speak in such a longer fashion from the fact that he didn't learn out except in this way? I mean, L'chari, Rashi should have said it directly. That's an interesting deal of the Tzlach here and Nodeb Yehuda and the Tshuva. Maybe we'll suggest a couple of things at some point. Let's just notice the diuk in Rashi. Again, midelo nafgale, the hayom marishon erv yom tov, elo mishum, the usel havi b'yom tov. Why does Rashi have to speak that way? Rashi should say, from the fact that he learns out that you can't do havar on yantif, shma mina, as Rashi continues. So what does Rashi say? Shma mina, svirale kirab Yehuda. The Amar Kama and Perikol Shah, Ein B'Yochamitz El Sreifa. Here Rashi is adding also to the Gemara. All he's saying in the Gemara is Shma Mina Ein B'Yochamitz El Sreifa. Right? That's what the Gemara says. Rashi brings more into the equation, brings more information to bear on the words of the Gemara. Rashi says, you see that he holds like Rabbi Yehuda, who says that again, strange information that Rashi supplies for us. Not that it's wrong, but why is it relevant? The Gemara doesn't tell me Rabbi Yehuda. The Gemara doesn't tell me how Rabbi Yehuda knows it. No, sir. The Gemara says, Ein b'yochametz el esreifa. But this much I think we can glean from Rashi, and this is obviously relevant for what the Gemara is saying, that it's not just about Bir Chametz being this Reifa, that wouldn't be enough. What we need to understand is that the meaning of the word Tashbisu in the Pasuk is Sreifa. Because otherwise, to say that you need to do Sreifa and Chametz without reading it into the word of the Pasuk Tashbisu, that would not be relevant for Rabbi Akiva, because Rabbi Akiva's point is that the pasuk that says Tashbisu by Yom HaRishon has to be on Yudalit. So that's obviously where maybe Rabbi Yehuda is relevant here. And what Rashi may be alluding to is that Rabbi Yehuda's Shita of Sreifa is pshat in the pasuk of Tashbisu. It's not like maybe a separate halacha that you learned from Nosar, Isuri Hana of Chametz has to get burnt. That's not what we need to say for Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva is discussing the meaning of the pasuk of Tashbisu, Bayom HaRishon Tashbisu. Again, I don't know, Rashi doesn't stress that exactly either. Rashi just says, Rabbi holds like Rabbi Yehuda, and that's because Ein B'Yochametz El Sreifa, V'Yalef Laminosa. Again, these are all different small diyukim in Rashi. The Rashi is, again, the fact that he begins with midelo nafkele ella, right? Ella mishum da asa lahavir. That's one diuk. And that Rashi adds here Rabbi Yehuda and he yalef laminosar. These old diukim, I know that the Tzlach notes this as well. Not sure why Rashi needs all of this, but one thing we did notice, that it has to go back into the Tashbisu. That is clear. That it has to be pshat and tashbisu, that the sreifa is pshat and tashbisu. And that, of course, would be Rabbi Yehuda as well. So what's the raya now? So what's the raya that ein bir chametz osrefa? Suppose tashbisu would mean something else, like hashbasasu b'chol davar, like the chachamim. Then Rabbi Akiva, right, we would have something wrong with the raya. As Rashi goes on, de'i hashbasasu b'chol davar sfirale. If Rabbi Akiva would hold like the other opinion, that you can do hashbasa in other methods, not dafka sreifa, if so, lukmei b'yom tov. Let us set the pasuk of b'yom harishon tashbisu to refer to literally yom harishon of tesvav. V'yivarenu b'davar acher. And you could destroy the chametz in a different way. Not sreifa. Sreifa is asur on yantif. Okay. So you do the beer in a different method. What method does Rashi mention? Two things. One, yachilenu l'klavim. You can give the chametz to dogs to eat. Throw it to the dogs. Oh, yachchlichenu l'yam. Or you can throw it into the sea. So here as well, a number of diukim that we should make initially, and we have more diukim to come later. The first thing is, Rashi gives you two examples. If it were not that you need to do bir chametz b'sreifa, that tashbisu is sreifa, then you could have done it on yantif. What could you have done? Rashi chooses yachilenu l'klav yashilchenu l'yam. Why did Rashi mention those two things? What do the chachamim say later in the Mishnah Chaf Aleph when they disagree with Rabbi Yehuda? What do they say? Af what? Question if you go is af. What do they say? And then Matilayan. Rashi leaves out the first two. Rashi doesn't say Mefarer, do that. If good, so you could make it on Tesvav and do Mefarer or do Zaru LaRuach. Rashi only says Matilayan, Yashichenu LaYam, and he goes to another example, Yachlenu LaKav. Why did Rashi skip over the first two methods of the Chachamim? So apparently, it would seem that that could potentially be a yantif problem, the same way sreifa is a yantif problem. So I found the Rosh Yosef, the Prima Gadin, points this out. He talks about mefarer, and mefarer, he says, could potentially be a malacha. What malacha?
Zora.
Mefarer. Mefarer means crumbling. So what malacha?
Tochen.
Tochen. Yeah, that's what he says. He says, it depends, though, on the question of tochen achar tochen. So he says, pirur, yesh tochen achet tochen. So that is, that's one point. Zora, he doesn't say, but correct. Zora could be a malacha in terms of like borer, correct. So l'chora, if you look in a simon on borish and you test, you can see more. But l'chora, zora could potentially be a malacha in yantif. So that would be why Rashi doesn't say zora. What does Rashi say? Two things. He says matil ayam yashichenu layam. So apparently that's not a malacha. So why not? So what could be? Maybe hotzah. So mistamba, you could argue that it's not going with a place. It's a karmelis. It's midaraisa, not hotzah. You don't have to be talking about rishus harabim. It could be a karmelis. So that wouldn't be hotzah deraisa. So that's why matil ayam would be okay on yantif. There may be a diuk here. I mean, what if we medayik once before? Let's say he didn't throw it into the sea; just got rid of it. He threw it away from his reshus. Maybe from here it's a bit mashma. That wouldn't be good enough. You have to be throwing it, you know, to get it. It has to be crumbling in the sea. It's not enough just to get out of your reshus. Rashi doesn't say that. Rashi says you throw it into the sea. Okay, so that's what Rashi says is one example. The other example, Rashi says, what could you have done on yantif? If it didn't require dafka sreifa, you can give it to klavim. So here as well, the Rosh Yosef, also the Pnei Yeshua, I see, points out this issue. It's not pashut either. I mean, first of all, these dogs, whose dogs are they? Someone had a question on the chat here. Whose dogs are they? So if it's your own, so that can't be. Why? Because that would be usser. You can't be machal behemto. That's considered hana from chametz. So that's exactly what someone asked. Yaakov, very good, very good. So obviously Rashi must mean, whose klavim are they? No, they have to be hefker. So that is also not so pashut. the Rosh Yosef and the Prinei Yeshua point out, the Ezer Yerushalmi, this is Nogia in the second parak, that Rishonim quoted the halacha, and it's even brought the halacha in Shulchan Aruch too, that even a behema shel hefker, you can't give chametz to such an animal on as part of the Isser Hana. You have to know exactly the Geder Hadavar, what's the Hana there, it's not your animal. So I'll just quote you from Shulchan Aruch. I mean, it's a lot in the Rishonim on this. It's a discussion that goes, Sashri quotes it also. The Shulchan Aruch is Taf Mem Ches Sif Vav, short Sif. Aser lahachil chemtzo bepesach, afilu behemas acherim o shel hefker. That's the Lashon HaShulchan Aruch. So exactly why should this be? So the Mishnah Bura quotes in Sifkan Chav Zayin, behemas acherim means of non-Jews, and shel hefker. Diyesh hana b'meshem m'malei ritzono haspia l'behema. He calls it hana because I feel good that I gave the animal something to eat. It's a whole shaila here. If you look in the Sharet Zion here and in the Deer Shoe, they also bring Makoras on this. The big tumult, whether this halacha is unique to chametz, or it would also be true for all Isurei Hana. In other words, if something is Asa Bahana, are you allowed to give it to a Behema Shel Hefker? So is it true all the time? It could be. If it's considered Hana, the way the Mishnah Berurah brings down the Svara, it wouldn't be unique to chametz. But others think it's a unique halacha by chametz. Maybe it's based on a drasha, ye'achel chametz. Could be it's a din d'rabbanan. It's a lot of mekoros that discuss this issue. But within anyone that discusses it, you'll find a reference to this Rashi. Because meanwhile, we have a Mefurash Rashi, not that way. Not like that Yerushalmi, however you explain the Yerushalmi. The Rashi here is saying that it would be permitted, right, to give the chametz to klavim. It's obviously not your own, that for sure would be Aser, but Rashi is clearly assuming that it's a klavim shel hefker. There'd be no Iser to do that. That wouldn't be b'chal the Iser hanav chametz. That's another interesting idea, okay? Okay, there's a lot more to discuss with the issue of klavim, but let's wait till we finish the other Rashis, then we'll come and focus on that. That's an inyan rachav by itself. But meanwhile, we just made a couple of the diyukim in the lashonos of Rashi, and we noted why Rashi again focuses on the particular methods that he mentions. Were it to be that you could do tashbisa with a method other than sreifa, then why couldn't it be on yantif? So Rashi says that you could have done matulayam, mashlichayam, you could have done giving it to klavim. That's the first Shema Mina, that Rabbi Akiva has to obviously hold that Tashbisu is besreifa like Rabbi Yehuda. The second Shema Mina, says Rashi, Ushma Mina, Mide Ka'amar Shehu Abnolacha. What was the language of Rabbi Akiva? Rabbi Akiva says, Umatsinu Lahavara Shehi Abnolacha. So he uses the expression about Havara that it's an Av Melacha. So Rashi's making that the point of the diuk, the language of Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva calls Havara an Av Melacha. What does that show? It shows that he holds Svirale Kirab Nasan. Rashi gives us more information here as well, that he holds like the Tana Rab Nasan, the Omar Havara Lechalek Yatsas. That Havara is mentioned in the Pasuk, a separate Pasuk, or Sevaru Eish, for purposes of Lechalek, as opposed to the other opinion of Lelav Yatsas. What does that mean? Desanya, we have a Brisa in Mesach de Shabbos. Havara Lelav Yatsas. This is the other opinion, Yossi, I believe. Lelav Yatsas, Shehoisa Bechlal Losase Chol Melacha. Havara would already have been included in the general Avera, the Lav of Asasa Chamalacha. So why does the Torah need to have a special explicit Lav? For Havara, Chazar v'hotziya mechlolo, the Torah takes Havara out of the cloud that it was as part of Asasa Chamalacha. Uparat b'lav la'atzman, it has a separate pasuk in Bayakil, of lo sevaru eish, lo malacha, She'ena b'nisas beizdin kishar melachos. Ela b'lav zeh levado. So the Manda Amar, the Lav Yatsas, is telling us that the Pasuk is Machadesh, that Havara is different than all the other melachos. In what sense? that it's only a lav, the lav yatsis. The Torah takes a separate pasuk of a lav to tell me all you have is a lav. Remove all the other severities, all the other onshin that are normally associated with chil shabbos of malacha, meaning kares, meaning mises beisdin. This does not apply when it comes to havara. It's lav yatsis. That's the shita of lav yatsis. Rab Nasan Omer, different explanation. L'chalik yatsasa, meaning what? What's l'chalik yatsasa? Shelo tomar, that you shouldn't say the following. Ha'ose arba'a ochamisha avos melachos b'shogeg b'shabbos. If someone does multiple melachos, again, it's with one forgetting. He doesn't know that kotzer is aser and tochin is aser and whatever other melachos he does. He doesn't know that those are aser, so he did, in effect, the losasa chamalacha multiple times. So the question is, how many karbanos is he chayiv for having been mechal Shabbos multiple times with one lapse of awareness? So you shouldn't think that if a person did four or five melachos b'shogeg b'Shabbos, eino chayiv ela achas, you only chayiv one karban. Why would you chayiv only one karban? The hachad lav ika b'kulu, because it's only one lav on all of those averos. You did l'sasacha melacha once, twice, four times, five times. The chad kares, and right, carbon is a function of the kares b'mezid. It's one kares, the Torah says, for the avera called l'sasacha melacha. And that, what is the halacha? A person, for example, would eat chelev. Chelev is b'mezid kares b'shogeg a carbon. He'd eat a kezayis of chelev. And then another kezayis of chelev an hour later. Another kezayis of chelev an hour later. He didn't know chelev was aser. So he did the avera of eating chelev multiple times, and then he realized that he did an avera. How many karbanos would he bring? Only one. Right? If a person would do the avera of eating chelev, and then an avera of eating dam, which is another avera, and the chveis eating chametz b'pesach, whatever the averas of kares that he did b'shogeg, different averos, naturally, a mechayev separate chiyuvei karban. But if a person does the same avera numerous times, behelem echad, there's only one karban. So what would be now if a person does chil Shabbos with different melachos, and then he discovers that he was wrong, he did an avera all those times that he did losasacha melacha. So without the special halacha that we learn out of chiluk melachos for the melachos of Shabbos, I would say there's only one karban for all those times that he did melacha of Shabbos, b'shogeg. Comes the pasuk, says Rav Nasan, that havara is coming a chalik to mimegale on all the lavites melachos by telling us by one melacha a separate lav, taking it out of the category of sasal melacha. So now what's it teaching us? Lefikach parat ba bifnei atzma, says the Torah. Let's mention havara as one example. We'll use that as a melamed for everything else. Lahakish eleha. Right, to create now a hekish from havara to all the rest. Mahi miuchedes shehi av melacha b'chayav emalele atzma. So just like the havara is an av melacha, right? There's nothing that makes havara less than anything else, and yet the Torah made it a separate lav. Therefore, the Torah is mechadesh. Through that, you know that every one of the melachos is considered a separate mechayev and a karban. Even though the old part was asacha melacha, but there's a din called chiluk melachos. Ki'ilu, you would say, maybe, that there'll be a separate avera called kotzer, called, just like if you have chelev and dam, there'd be a separate carbon. So it's ki'ilu, there's like a separate mechayev of carbon. Ki'ilu, there'd be a separate avera of kotzer, of ma'amer, of choresh, so there'd be a separate carbon. So that is the shita of Rav Nasan. Says Rashi, Alma l'Rab Yossi lav av melachahi. So what does Rashi mean, Rabbi Yossi? Rabbi Yossi is the first Tana, the one who says, l'lav yatsas. So what does Rashi mean to say, alma Rabbi Yossi lav av melachi? Rabbi Yossi, who says that it's what? It's l'lav yatsas, as opposed to l'chalik yatsas. So his perspective is not the same as that of Rav Nasan. Rav Nasan says it's a bona fide avera like all the others. It's coming to tell me l'chalek. Rabbi Yossi reduces it to the level of a lav, so Rashi takes that to mean that it's not an av melacha. Right? That's why he didn't go with the route of saying it's l'chalak yatsas. To the contrary, it by saying l'chalak yatsas, it basically takes it out of the shame of av melacha. You have to know, like, how does that follow? I mean, l'maisa, call it an av melacha and say av melacha, but it doesn't have the full chomer of the other avos melachos. It doesn't have kares, it doesn't have mises beisdin. What's the hechrach? But apparently that's what you would see pashup shat, and the way Rashi seems to be learning the Gemara, that the machlokes, the chalik versus the lav yatsas, is that the word av melacha would not be appropriate lefi the shita of lav yatsas. If havara is reduced to just being a lav without the chomer of kares and mises beisdin, then it wouldn't be called an av melacha. Maybe Rashi's also getting it a little bit from the fact that in Rav Nosson, the focus of the words were, right? So that is viewed as a contrast, as a foil to the other shita of Lelav, that the point of Rav Nosson is that just like this is an av melacha, so the others are mechayi by themselves. So it's like Rav Yossi, the sheet of Rav Yossi, that's Lelav Yatsas, he is saying, no, it's not an av melacha. You couldn't go and say it's lechalek because naked of melamed and everything else, mahi miyuchedes. To the contrary, it's not it's actually lower than everything else. Maybe that's Rashi sort of building out of the lushan of Rav Nosson. Either way, according to Rashi, it sounds like it's focusing on the words of Rabbi Akiva. That Rabbi Akiva calls it Matsinu Avar Shehi Av Malacha. That's compatible with Rav Nosson and not with the Shita of Rabbi Yossi of Lechalik Yatsis. So that is the second Shmamina. Questions on this? Anything just Pashupsha? We have more entosis on this, but just to understanding Rashi. Yes, Yaakov. Or, no, sorry, I see Yaakov's name, but yeah, yes.
Question, why does Rashi say, Lomer L'chal She'inu M'misas based in, that that's going to be what the prat is going to be, when Rashi over in Shabbos says, Kares and Skila? Rashi says over there, he says Kares and Skila, and here we say M'misas based in.
Skila is M'misas based in, that's the same. So Rashi didn't say Kares, that's the only difference. Yeah, it's both. It goes together, because Misa's based in is with Hasra, right? The Mezid b'Hasra, and Karis is Mezid below Hasra. So all of that gets taken out if you hold the Lav Yatsas. So Havara would not have the Onshin of Mezid. The Onshin of Mezid include Karis if it's Mezid below Hasra, and Skila if it's Mezid b'Hasra. So that's what means Lav Yatsas.
Yeah, it's included in that.
Yeah, of course. But again, the point of the diuk on how we know that Rabbi Kiva is of the opinion that it's l'chalak yatsas seems to be, according to Rashi, the fact that Rabbi Kiva labels it an av melacha, as he says, matzinu lavar shehi av melacha, and that is compatible with the shita of l'chalak, where we say, as Rashi quoted here, that l'hakishela mahi miyuchedes shehi av melacha, and that's in contrast to the shita of Lelav Yatsas that doesn't want to say Lechalek, and apparently by saying Lelav Yatsas, it's basically reducing it to be viewed not in the same way as an Av Malacha. That's why, in fact, it doesn't have the Kares and the Mises based. And so the Lashon of Rabbi Akiva would then have Nafkamina Lehalacha in terms of Yantif. That Rashi doesn't say. Rashi doesn't say Lamashal, as Tosfos is going to say, and we'll have to elaborate on it in Tosfos, that according to the opinion that you would say it's Lelav Yatsas, it wouldn't have application on Yantif. We haven't said that. To say that the Torah says by Yantif not to do Malacha, would that mean that Havara will be Mutter on Yantif? Rashi didn't say anything of the sort. It's more a focus on the labeling. Av Malacha, that word, that expression, that is not compatible with the Mandam Lelav Yatsas. But technically that it should be us on Yantif, that doesn't change. That seems to be the mahalach of Rashi. Rashi doesn't say anything about the third Shmamina. This is a yam of a sugya, just to give a little bit of background. Of course, Tosfos is going to deal with it a little bit in just terms of the details. I'll have to see a little more there as well. But just the makor, I gave you just to see quickly in Beis Adaf Yud Beis. So the makar of this inyan mitoch starts with the Mishnah on Daf Yud Beis in Beitza. Beis Shammai Omrin Ein Motziin Lo Es Hakatan Velo Es Halulav Velo Es Sefer Torah Shus Harabim Ubi Sil Matirin. So the point is, this is not a tzorach of ochel nefesh. You're carrying a lulav, say, to Rishus HaRabin. So this is not a tzorach of ochel nefesh. So Beis Shammai says, sorry, you can't do it, because the only heter of Malach and Yantif is with tzorach ochel nefesh. Beisil is matir. So the way the Gemara works out, the machlokes, this is the machlokes. Do we say the rule called mitoch? So just to see further down on the Gemara has a discussion, what would be the machlokes, but the Gemara ends up saying that the machlokes is, let's say, by hotzah. Rav Yochanan Saba, b'mitoch shel hutra hotzah l'tzorech, hutra nami shelo l'tzorech pligi. Machlokes is, do we say that once the Torah has opened up the door for the malach of hotzah to be permitted on yantif for the sake of ochel nefesh, so that heter expands to refer not just to tzorach ochel nefesh, but even beyond. And so it would be with havara, as the Gemara uses the lashon later by havara. This is what the Gemara uses here in Pesachim, specifically about havara. So the Gemara says that the negea pshat nebraisa, that there is a shita beis shammai. What does beis shammai hold? The amri lo amrinan mitoch shehutra hutzal tzorach hutnami shelo tzorach hachinami lo amrinan mitoch shehutra havara litzorach hutnami shelo litzorach. Because in other words, what we see about hutzah in the Mishnah is not just hutzah; it's true about havara as well. The ibeis hillel, because according to beis hillel, says the Gemara, the anim beis kevan the amri mitoch shehutra hutzal litzorach hutnami shelo litzorach hachinami mitoch shehutra havara litzorach hutnami shelo litzorach. So this is what our Gemara is paraphrasing, those words of the Gemara in Beitza, that Rabbi Akiva obviously is of the opinion, lo aminan, that corresponds to Beit Shammai in the Gemara Beitza, Yud Beis on the Beis, that just as Hotzah doesn't expand to include Shelo Litzorech, so to Avar doesn't expand. The details are going to get a little more into Tosus. Tosus is of the opinion. This is a Chora Machlokes, Rashi and Tosus over there and elsewhere. Tosus holds, and many Rishonim as well, Tosus in many places, that it doesn't mean that automatically the malacha becomes mutter without any parameters whatsoever. In other words, by saying it's mutter, litzorach, chutu lo litzorach, could say that it's a malacha that could have been done for ochel nefesh. Such a malacha is completely off the radar. It's not a malacha ki'ilu for yantif. It doesn't need any details to be matter it, because it just means the malacha is mutter. It's not the pshat. There has to be a tzorech of some kind. It just need not be a tzorech of ochel nefesh. Exactly what does that mean? We'll have to see more details. Tzorech mitzvah, tzorech hayom. But there has to be something that exists to allow for the heter to go as mitoch. It's not just stam shelo litzorech klal. Shelo litzorech means lo litzorech ochel nefesh. We can be a little more loose in the definition of what is matir, the malacha on yantif, need not be specifically ochel nefesh. So that we'll have to see.
Is Rabbi speaking in Beis Hillel or in Rabbi Yochanan?
No, in Beis Hillel, no, it's the same thing. In other words, and therefore we're going to have to come back to our Gemara. That's the little tosis of lo amina mitoch. So why would what would be our raya for Rabbi Akiva? Apparently, even if you hold that it doesn't automatically make the malacha mutter shelo litzorach klal, but you're going to have to put the category of bir chametz, of tashbisu, within the parameters of what mitoch would allow, which means you're going to have to view the bir chametz on tesvav, if it were to be tesvav, as justified within the criteria for mitoch. This is what the little tosis is going to discuss, and then we'll discuss more details how it's negia sugya an amud from now on Davav with finding chametz bePesach and what you do at that point. There's a whole tumul as far as l'chayra. If you say mitoch allows burning chametz on Pesach, then what should follow? If you find chametz on Pesach, you should be able to burn it on Pesach. But the Gemara says later that you do is you cover it and you wait for chalamayit, for example. So l'chayra, if we say mitoch in a situation that would be defined for Sereifas Chametz, so then we should be able to say that all the time. So we'll see more details with the Tosfos. But that's the Taich of the Gemara. Okay, so we have three Shema Minas in Rabbi Akiva. I want to zero in on very important inyan, which is again a very fascinating inyan that the Pnei Yeshua brings up within the comments of Rashi here. So Rashi explained on the first Shema Minah that we see Rabbi Akiva holds, leaving aside the diuk of the language of Rashi for now, but the raya is Rabbi Akiva holds that bir chametz is besreifa, and that's the tashbisu, because otherwise, if hashbasasa b'chol davar, why couldn't the Torah's Yom HaRishon mean tesvav? And you could do what? You could be mevayer the chametz, for example, with yachilenu l'klavim. So Rashi is telling us that to give the chametz to the dogs would be absolutely permitted on Yontif. Right, so we discussed before with the Yerushalmi, that's a separate issue in terms of Hilchus Isur Chametz, in terms of Isur Hana. So we took care of that. Rashi is not like the Yerushalmi, the Klavim are Hefker. But the Bir Chametz itself, by giving it to the dogs, that is a way of accomplishing Tashbisu. If you hold, you don't need Sreifa, and you haven't violated a Malacha. That's what Rashi's saying. At first glance, sounds simple enough. There's no Malacha involved with giving the chametz to klavim of hefker. That's what Rashi seems to say.
Rabbi, what about tzad? Is that feeding animals a tolda of trapping?
Not really trapping them. They're there. You're not getting them to be confined. You know, you're just giving. You throw they're totally open and wild, and then you throw the bread to the dogs. They eat it up, and zel. Like, well, you know,
isn't that the reason why you're not supposed to do tashlich with the bread, throw bread in the water for the fish as they're feeding the animals?
No, so that's interesting. What you're saying, that's one of the things that's brought in with the Yerushalmi, that the Yerushalmi has a discussion about whether you can give klavim shel hefker. So one of the points that comes up in the Yerushalmi is, well, if you can throw it to the sea, then, and the fish are going to eat it, and fish obviously are not your fish, and that's good enough, so that should be a raya that you can give it to dogs that are not yours. That comes up in the Yerushalmi's discussion about Yachilenu L'Klavim Shel Hefker. But that's not about Tzad. That's about the issue of Isser Hanah or Isser Chametz to give it to Bali Chaim that are not yours. That's the only reason why it comes up by the Natilayam. But I don't think there's any discussion of Tzad, not that I'm aware of. I don't think so. If you can bring a Maror Mokum for me, we can look at it together. But either way, the point that is obviously evident from Rashi is that to give chametz to klavim on Yontif does not seem to be a problem of a malacha. What's the difficulty? Says the Pnei Yeshua, we have Rashi in two places that seems to say the opposite. Dvarim mechudashim ad ma'od, but clearly Rashi is not just, you know, Rashi clearly seems to hold such an idea. The first is Rashi later in Tzachim, and then more Barichas in Rashi in Beitza Chav Zayin. So let's first look at the Rashi in Tzachim later on, right? Daf Mem Vav. The Mishnah on Daf Mem Vav has the following dilemma. You have dough that is potentially going to become chametz. You have challah, right? You have yamafish challah. It became tameh. Now that it's tameh, it's not fit for the kohen to eat. What are you going to do with it? Rashi explains. The Mishnah asks, "Ketzad mafishin challah bituma biyom tov." So we have a few shittas of Tanayim how to deal with it. Ketzad mafishin challah bituma biyom tov. So again, the opinions I mentioned in Mishnah, is it a problem? Is it not a problem? Rabbi Yeshua says, we must mention this, Rashi. This is not a problem because there's no one that's owning it, because there's no one kohen and so on, and it doesn't, right? So therefore, it's not yours. It's challah, and it's not yet a particular kohen's to say that. What is the dilemma? Ketzer mafishin challah bituma, Rashi says, shenitmes ha'isa. The dough became tamei. Now that the dough is tamei, v'shuv ein challah hanitelas mimena, Ru'uya l'achilas kohen. Now, as far as you baking it, so it's very nice, but the kohen's not going to be able to eat the challah. That's the problem. You can bake it and keep it from becoming chametz, right? So you have your matzah. But the kohen is not going to be able to enjoy the challah because it's tameh. He can't eat challah b'tumah. Ketzad mafishin osa b'yom tov shel Pesach. How are you going to be mafish challah from dough on Pesach when it's tameh? Hare ein yachol afosa. You can't bake this challah that you're mafish. Me'acha she'ena ru'uya la'achila. Right? So you can't eat it. The coin can't eat it. V'lishosa u'lisorfa la'erev. Okay, so leave out the challah, piece of the dough that you mafish from challah, and you burn it at night. Iyefsher shelo tachnis. Because then you're going to have what? In your possession, chametz. Again, Rabbi Yeshua has an eitzah, so it's not going to be a bal yiroi, but that's Rabbi Yeshua and the Mishnah. But right now we're talking about the dilemma itself. To leave it as is and not to bake it, you're going to have chametz on your hands. Rashi says furthermore, ulasorfa, what about burning it? Oh, la'achilo l'klavim, or to give it to the dogs, e'efsher. You can't do that either. She'ein sarfin kachin b'yom tov. This Rashi is a very interesting Rashi, very intriguing. Rashi talks about, what about the possibility? The halacha is, if you have kachin that are pasul, you burn it. So why not burn it? But Rashi adds, or give it to the dogs. So first of all, you see in effect that Rashi is equating giving it to the dogs as a fulfillment. If you have to burn it, you can also give it to the dogs. Interesting. Rashi says you can't do either. Why? She ain't surfing kachim b'yom tov. What does Rashi mean? What's the problem here? Why can't you burn it? Why can't you give it to klavim? Ain't surfing kachim b'yom tov. Let's dig a little deeper. Okay, everyone hear the issue? Okay. The issue is the potential of this dough to become chametz. And how do you deal with that dilemma? So maybe burn it or give it to the dogs. Says neither one is an option. So the option of giving it to the dogs would have been considering valid for kachim, for chalash and itmes. That's also interesting. But Rashi says neither is good. In surfing kachim, what does that have to do with giving it to the dogs? Surfing kachim b'yom tov is reifa. But Rashi apparently putting them in one category. Now, let's probe further. Where do we know Ein Sofrin Kachin B'Yom Tov? What's the marker for that? So take a look in the Sugya Daf Pei Gimel. The simple reading of the Gemara would lead us to the following conclusion, that the problem inherent in Ein Sofrin Kachin B'Yom Tov boils down to the malacha of violating Yontif. In other words, you simply don't have enough of a heter to do the malacha. L'mashal, the Gemara has a few different ways to know Ein Sofrin Kachin B'Yom Tov. Take a look. The sugya is really in Shabbos Chavdala too, but it's in Tzachim, the same basic makora, the makoros of this inyan. So the Mishnah on Pegimim, just before Pegimim Aleph, talks about if you have no sir from the Karban Pesach, so you have to burn it on the first day Chol HaMoed, right? Pesach, you're supposed to eat it the night of Tezvav. Now it's the morning. So according to whatever Shita, it's already past the Zman Achila, Chatzos, the morning. Now you have on your hands the first day Yantif, you have Noser. You don't burn it on Yantif. You wait till Chol HaMoed, you wait till the 16th, right? And then it continues in the Mishnah, let's say the 16th with Shabbos. Right, Erev Pesach was on Friday, and now you have the second day is Shabbos. Then you have to wait for the 17th. Lufi she'ein on dochen goes Shabbos for a Yom Tov. Lashon Mishnah is pretty clear. Ein dochen, in other words, you cannot do what would otherwise be required of you to burn the noser. You can't do it on Shabbos nor on Yom Tov. It's not dochen. So what's the problem that we're dealing with? the malacha shebo, the malacha that would we have to be done in order to accomplish, right, the sreifas kadshin, but it's not doche Shabbos, not doche yantiv. That's the Lashna Mishnah. Comes to Gemara with a few different makoros. How do I know that sreifas kadshin is not doche Shabbos and not doche yantiv? Says the Gemara in Amid Beis, starts the Gemara rolling. The Gemara says, so what exactly is the reason? Va'amai, let's make an argument in favor of being doche yantiv. We're talking now about yantiv. Let's be doche yantiv. Let the malacha, let the mitzvah to ba'esh tisrofu, right? The mitzvah is to burn nosar. Let the mitzvah of sreifas nosar be doche the iser of what? Of malacha of yantif. Says the Gemara, va'amai, nesi yaseh v'yitche losaseh. Let the yaseh of burning nosar be doche the losaseh. So the Gemara brings a few possible drushes. The first drusha, it says in the pasuk, lo so sir menu ad boker. So the Rei says ad boker. Then it goes on in the pasuk, I know it's a menu ad boker, but eish tisrofu. Twice it says ad boker. Why do you have to say it? It already says ad boker. I know it's a menu, but eish tisrofu. She ain't tamaloma ad boker. Why do you have to say again ad boker? The answer is, liten boker sheni lesreifaso. To tell me that you burn it ad boker the next day, not the first day, not on tezva, but on tezayin. Right? In other words, so the ad boker, a drasha, the pasuk, what is a drasha teaching us? Pashtus is teaching us that we don't say ase dochelos ase. So where are we back to square one, that the malacha can't be done on yantif. So that's one drasha. The Gemara has another drasha. Olas Shabbos b'shabbato, v'lo olas chol b'shabbos, v'lo olas chol b'yantif. Then another drasha. Okay, now go to Ravashi. Ravashi says, I'll tell you why you can't do Sreifas Kodshim on Yantif. Because Shabboson, the Yom Tov, Asehu. The Ein Aseh, Dochelos Aseh Vaseh. Let's think about this. This is going to be an Ogea for us a little bit in a day or two as well for something in Tosfos. The pasuk referring to Rosh Hashanah, but Mistamet going on all the Yom Tovim, it says Shabboson, Yelchem Shabboson. Also says Yom Rishon Shabboson. A few times it says Shabboson in the parasha of the Moedim. It says Shabboson. Shabboson is Naseh. So we have, therefore, when it comes to Malacha on Yantif, not just a lav of not to do Malacha, but a Naseh that Asher's been Malacha as well. In other words, you're not allowed to do Malacha. And if you do it, you violate a lav of kol melacha yashavem, whatever other psukim there are about not doing melacha on yantif, kol melacha sabod losasu, whatever. And you also violate the asay of Shabboson that's mentioned many times in Pasha Samoadim of Shabboson, which says you have to rest and not do melacha. Says Ravashi. So you can't say asay is docha losasay, because here it's not just a losasay, it's a losasay plus. It's a losasay vasay. Says Ravashi, an asay of burning kachim, burning nosar, is not docha lo sase vase. So now reading this Gemara, we come back to the Rashi that we just read on Mem Vav, and we're mommy scratching our heads. What's Rashi talking about? Rashi says you can't take the chala that's tameh and burn it on yantif, and burn it. Right before evening, before it rises, I should say, it is yantif, and burn it before it becomes chametz. Why? Because you can't give it to dogs. She ain't surfing kachim b'yom tov. Ain't surfing kachim b'yom tov is predicated on what? That the assay of the destroying kachim is not doche yantif. That's because of the malacha involved with burning kachin. You're doing a malacha of havara. So how does that relate to achilah leklavim? What's Rashi? What's missing in this Rashi? What are we missing? So the answer is Rashi in Beit Chav Zayin. And here Rashi is Mayrich, and you see a very interesting shita of Rashi, which very mechudash, but this is what Rashi says. Let's take a look at the Rashi. I hope you have a Rashi Beit. So does everyone have it? I hope so. Chevy, you guys have it? Good, good, good. Let's look together at the Rashi and Beit. So here, Rashi explains what he's referring to, Bekitzer, in Psachin Mem Vav. Okay, so it says in the Mishnah, Beit Sochav Zainam Beis, that there was a situation of Chala Shenitmes. And they asked Rav Tarfon what to do with this. Chala Shenitmes. Obviously, the Kohen has no use of it. So Rav Tarfon said, you can't move it. Muksa. There's nothing, has no use. It belongs to the Kohen. The Kohen can't eat it. There's no use for it. It's completely muksa. You can't move it. That's the Mishnah. Says Rashi. Chala shenitmeis. Eina ru'uya l'kohen hayom. It's not fit for the Kohen on Yontif. Now let's understand. Let's remember. L'maisa, it's aser ba'achila. What about hana? What's the halacha? Bahana? Can you use it as fuel? The halacha is you can use it as fuel. There's a special halacha by truma. The Gemara is marbe that truma shenitmeis has to be burnt. But it says the word l'cha. We'll see the Gemara in Shabbos soon, maybe. It says the word l'cha. And that's a riboy that's telling you that you have the right to get hana from shemen shel truma while you're burning it. The Torah allows you to be nene. You can't eat it. Shemen shel truma has to be burnt, but you can use it as fuel. So what Rashi is now going to try to figure out is why I can't burn the challah on Yontif and benefit, have the benefit of the ochel nefesh. Because you're using it as fuel and you can cook whatever you want and it's good oil to use as fuel. You can be nene. So Rashi says as follows. Eina ru'uya koin hayom da ba'achila asura la'olam. Rashi says, u'ba'asaka. What about burning it? Rashi adds another possibility. O l'sita l'kalbo b'yom tov. Again, Rashi equates giving it to a dog. Rashi could say his dog. In this case, it's not a sabana, so it could be your own dog, right? So Rashi says, give it to the dog. That's also a fulfillment. That would be good enough as well to burn or to give to the dog. But on Yontif, you couldn't do it. The Yontov Aser. Why? The Ein Nevarin Kodshim Tmeim Min Ha'olam B'Yontif. Says Rashi, you're not allowed to destroy Kodshim Tmeim. Chala is B'chal Kodshim Tmeim. From the world on Yontif, va'afilu al yidei achilas behema. Even if the beer is not sreifa, the beer is giving it to the dogs. The kaimalan, because we have the rule. This is what we just said, and we'll see Shabbos Chavdalit. Ein sarfin kachin biyom tov. The lo tema, don't say dafka sreifa. Maybe it's only sreifa that you can't do. Why can't you do sreifa? Mishum da'avara shelo etzorechu. Because when you're burning kachim, then it's totally has no ochel nefesh component. So burning kachim shelo etzorech has no het. Leaving out, Rashi is obviously not thinking about mitoch, okay? So mitoch would have been a way around it. But Rashi says, maybe you'll say, don't think that it's not going to work to do sreifas kachim and yontov because it's havar shelo etzorech, so there's no heter of ochel nefesh. And therefore, that would only be relevant for what? For sreifa? Says Rashi, that's not correct. Daha ein madikin b'shemen sreifa b'yomtov. We'll take a look in Sunan Shabbos. It says there, you can't even burn shemen sreifa. What is shemen sreifa? Shemen sreifa means truma shenitmes. Shemen shel truma shenitmes. And when you do that, havaro letzorechi. The hadlokas ner biyom tov. To have ner on yontif, you can light a candle on yontif. Tzorech achilah, for the sake of eating. afilu hachi b'shemen sreifa lo. And what is shemen sreifa? V'hu shemen truma shenitmes. D'gzeiras ha-kasuv hi. It's a gzeiras ha-kasuv. She'ein kachim t'meim. Misbarin b'yom tov. Listen to this Rashi. Rashi is saying a mouthful. Gzeiras ha-kasuv. It's not just because of havara shelo letzorech that you can't burn kachim on yontif. Because there's a malacha of havara and it has no heter ochu nefesh. Even if there were to be a real tzorech, Baharaya, shemen, truma, shenitmes, can't be burnt on yontif. Even though it's totally it's a total ochel nefesh need. It's mutter bahana, it's a tzorech achila. You can have fire on yontif for food. And it's mutter to have that. And yet, you can't do it either for the same reason. Rashi is quoting a gemara. Rashi doesn't tell it to you, but Rashi is quoting the following gemara. Before I continue the Rashi, the following Gemara, Chav Dalet on the Beis in Shabbos. I'll read you two lines of Gemara. The Mishnah states, we know this from B'mem Madikin, E Madikin B'Shemen Sreifa B'Yom Tov. One line of the Mishnah. E Madikin B'Shemen Sreifa. Shemen Sreifa means Shemen Shal Truma Shenitmes. That's the line of the Mishnah. First line of Gemara, My Taima. Why can't you use for hadlakas near Shabbos? Why can't you pour your truma, shemen truma shenitmes into your glass container and burn that for Shabbos candles? Lefi she'ein sorfin kachin b'yom tov. That's the line of the Gemara. She'ein sorfin kachin b'yom tov. And the Gemara goes on, Minahani Mili, and then the same Gemara that I showed you, Pei Gimel, Pei Dalet, and Tzachin comes over here in Shabbos. Says Rashi, Minahani Mili, Zok Rashi in Shabbos, Chav Dalet on the base, Minahani Mili, the Ein Sarfin, that you don't burn Shem and Truma on Shabbos. Or B'Yom Tov, I mean, not on Shabbos, but I said Shabbos, take it back. I mean Yom Tov. Yom Tov. I'm not talking about Shabbos. Shabbos, of course not. Yom Tov. Ochel nefesh mutar on Yom Tov. Ein for Yom Tov neiros. Ein adim shem sefer be Yom Tov. Says Rashi. Minani mili she ain sorfin de ilom in ma'ed lakra. If I wouldn't have a meat, islan lemeimar. Like the Gemara asks, leisi asay de be'esh tisrofu beyitche lo sasa chomalacha. Okay. So what do I have here? I have an extension of what we have in Pesachim Pei Gimel, Gabe Sreifas Nosar. That not only can I burn Nosar on Yantif, Nosar of the carbon Pesach or whatever other carbon, I can't burn Truma Shenitmes on Yantif. Rashi in Beit Sachav Zayin is using that halacha, that I can't burn Shemen Shel Truma on Yantif, as a raya that I can't give kachim to the dogs on Yantif either. And therefore, chala shenitmes, afilu ayidei achilas behema, I can't get rid of it by giving it to the dogs. Let's go back and read the Rashi in Beitza. Ein aru il koin hayom da b'achila asura l'olam. Fine. U'ba'asaka, O lisita lekalbo biyantif aser, the ain mevarin kachim tmeim in the olam biyantif va'afilu aydi achilas behema. How do I know? The kaimalon she ain surfing kachim biyantif v'lo tema dafka sreifa only sreifa mishum dahavara shelo letzorechi, because the sreifa has no ochel nefesh heter, and that's why dafka sreifa, because it's havara shelo letzorech. When you're talking about shemen sreifa to burn that, it's litzorech. The hadlokas near biyom tov tzorech achila hi umuteres. And yet afilu hachi b'shemen sreifa lo. V'hu shemen truma shenitmes. Digzeiras hakosuv hi she'ein kachim t'meim misbarin biyom tov. Why not? Drachmana. the Torah gives a chashivus to the destruction of kadshim. The Torah says, it shall be burnt. The Torah gives a certain status by saying, take that chefza and burn it. Hilkach melachahi. Therefore, it's a melacha. So taking the Rashi and Beitza with the Gemara and Shabbos, with the Rashi and Psachim and Vav, what picture emerges? Sreifas, biur kachim, sreifas kachim can be accomplished through sreifa and the equivalent of sreifa. What does Rashi equate with sreifa? What else could have been done with the kachim shenitmes? You could give it to dogs. That's a chiddush number one in Rashi. That's called being mevayer kachim. You throw it to dogs and they'll eat it up. That's biur kachim. Chiddush number one. I thought it has to be sreifa. Rashi says sreifa or any kind of biur in the chefza, like giving it to the dogs. Chiddush number two, says Rashi. The Torah says ba'eshi sareif. The Torah is machshiv, this act, this of destroying the kachim. Ba'eshi sareif. That elevates it to the status of a malacha. And therefore, it doesn't help me to say, well, it's Litzorach Ochel Nefesh. The Torah asks, the Torah, Ochel Nefesh is a heter, but the Torah says it's a malacha. And Rashi extends that logic to giving it to the dogs, because Achilat L'Klavim is now on the same level as Sreifas Kadshim, and the Torah says whatever goes into Be'eshi Saref to do to this Kadshim, the biur that the Torah requires, has the status of a malacha. Strange as it sounds, right? Because after all, there's nothing in the Lamed Tes Melachos that you could put giving to the dogs in that category. But if the Torah has elevated Sreifas Kadshim to a status of a malacha, then whatever form of Biur Kadshim, the spirit Kadshim you want to do, is Asur on Yantif. This is the Rashi. So now we understand the Pnei Yeshua has big difficulties with Rashi here. Because L'chaira, what do we have over here? We have Halacha of Tashbisu. That means that the Torah wants us to destroy Chametz, Biur Chametz. So what did Rashi say? That Rabbi Akiva must hold Biur Chametz is B'Sreifa. Because if Biur Chametz would be B'Chol Davar, so why does Rabbi Akiva have a problem with learning Yom HaRishon as being Tezvav? He could do what on Yantif? He could give it L'Klavim. Oh, Mashi Chayam. Says the Pnei Yeshua, how could Rashi say that there'd be the option of Yachilenu L'Klavim? Rashi is of the opinion that Yachilenu L'Klavim is the equivalent of Sreifas Kadshim and can be done on Yantif. Ein Sefer Kadshim B'Yantif includes even via not formal Sreifa, but Hachilu L'Klavim. That's what Rashi says later in Memvavim Psachim and but Beitza Chav Zayin, however we explain it. So why can't Rabbi Akiva not have to hold up Rabbi Yehuda? He killed Hashbasasa B'chol Davar, but he still wouldn't be able to say Havara, that you can't say that Tashbisu is done on Tezvav through Achilu L'Klavim. Because that would be us, sir, based on the Klal of Sreifas Kadshim B'Yantif is a malach. So how could Rashi be saying this? This is the Pnei Yeshua's kasha. Everyone hear the case that he's making? Yeah? So it's quite interesting. There's a tshuva to know to be Yehuda, Simen Tesvav, Arachayim Madur Kama. He has a lot to say about this Rashi. In the middle of the piece, he brings the Pnei Yeshua's Kasha, and he says, maybe this Chiddush of Rashi is not universal. This chiddush of Rashi that you can equate, you can't do hachilo leklavim on yantif based on the rule of sreifas kachim bin asar on yantif, is not a davar muskam according to all tanaim. And he says maybe that's what Rashi meant in the beginning of the Rashi when Rashi speaks in a roundabout way. How did Rashi originally present the raya of the Shema Minah? Rashi says, Shema Minah, from the fact that Rabbi Akiva only learned out that Yom HaRishon is Erev Yom Tov because Asa L'Harvi B'Yom Tov, Shema Minah, that he holds the Sreifa. Why did Rashi have to speak that way? Rashi should have spoken directly to the point. From the fact that he learns out that you can't do it on that Havara is a Malacha on Yantif, and you therefore has to be Yudalid, not Tezvav. That's a Raya, that Tashbisu is Sreifa. What did Rashi believe? Midlo Nafkele Ela Mishum. So I just want to read you the very interesting, the two lines that he says. Where is it? He says, I had this kasha when I was young and I had many, many answers to it. Let me go back. Let me give you the background. Oh, he says, Hadi Aminan da Torah Ashve Malacha Lav Kuli Alma Modiba, Upligi Batanoim, Badava Muchach, Bataritz Gamkin Lushan Rashi Bipsachim Dafheim the base, and Vidivi Rashi Timuim, the Kachayo Rashi Lefarish, Mid Nafkale, the Hayom Rishon, Erev Yom Tov, Mid Osela Havish Mamina, Abu Masha Piresh, Mid the Lo Nafkale, Mashma Shaho Chachahi, Mid the Ain Lo Limud Ache Ragze. Sounds like the Raya is he has no other limud but this one. Behutamua. Ubi Aldusi Amati Kama Ufanim. In its Lach here, he brings a Derech also. The Akshav Nirni Yazdaiti, Rashi Kivin Litarates, this Kasha. How do we know? He has the following Kasha. How do we know that Rabbi Akiva holds the Ein Bir Chametz El Sreifa? Maybe Rabbi Akiva holds that the Yisod that Rashi says in Beit Zoch of Zayin, that the Torah is machshiv the biur, whatever the biur might be, as a malacha, and it's asur on yantif. That's why havoras truma tameya, you can't even give it to an animal. Maybe that's Rabbi Akiva's raya, not because biur chametz is sreifa, but because of the yisod that we just said, because you can't do hachala, giving it to the dogs on yantif. Maybe that was Rabbi Akiva's rai that has to be your dalit. Ella, if that were Rabbi Akiva's kavana, so why does Rabbi Akiva say the words lamale lahagdim umatzinu lahavara shehi av malacha? Even if havara was not a malacha, and you could do havara on yantif, but bir chametz is a malacha. The Torah is machshiv it as a malacha. So the fact that midelo nafkale, that hayom mishon is only because havara is a malacha. Obviously, he doesn't agree with this new yisod of Rashi, this chidush that the Torah is machshiv it as a malacha. In kain shnami natras b'zel kafta v'ferach b'divi Rashi. So dafka he says that Rabbi Akiva doesn't hold up this chiddush of Rashi. And Rashi's dafka has to make it clear. If he did, then he wouldn't have had to learn it because havara is a malacha. He could have just learned it because he can't give it to the dogs. And that's a malacha because giving to the dogs is a malacha. But he only says because havara is a malacha. So that means he must hold that tashbisu is sreifa. Rashi's dafka trying to preempt the kasha of the Pnei Yeshua and point out Rabbi Akiva doesn't agree with what I said over there in Beit Zoch of Zayin and later in Daf Nivav. That is the kafta v'ferach pshat of the Noda B'Yehuda. Okay, that's just damn interesting. It's already late. I don't want to get too involved, but I want to give you the gist of the Pnei Yeshua really opens up this inyan in a very big way. Pnei Yeshua, it's Kedai, I would tell you as follows, if you want, for tomorrow, a little bit. Look at the Pnei Yeshua, basically a very important mahalach that he says to answer this kasha, that there's a difference between saying this Yesod of Rashi, of the Torah is machshavit as a malacha, when it comes to Shitas Rabbi Yehuda, of Ein Birucha Mitzvah L'Sreifa, and wanting to extend it to work in the Shita of the Chachamim. Because what are we asking? What are we asking, in effect, on Rashi? Rashi, you hold that giving kachim to the dogs is a malacha. The Torah was machshavit as a malacha. So then, how could Rashi say that Rabbi Akiva worried to hold that Tashbisu means other methods, so then why couldn't you do giving it to the dogs on Yontif? In fact, the Pnei Yeshua, because the Torah is machshavit as a malacha, even giving to the dogs. Says the Pnei Yeshua, and you'll see why, how he says it, that Yesod of Rashi can only make sense if you hold Ein Bir Chametz Elas Reifa, Shitas Rabbi Yehuda. But if I hold Hashbasaso B'chol Davar, and I happen to do the Hashbasa Ayidei, whatever, giving it to the dogs, then it wouldn't have the status of a malacha. According to Rabbi Yehuda, Hashbasaso B'Sreifa, and Sreifa as an equivalent of giving it to the dogs, that's where the Torah can say, you can make the argument that just like by Sreifas Kadshim, the Torah is machshavit as a malacha, so the Sreifas Chametz, or its equivalent, is considered a malacha as well, and then it's all true. Rashi says it's correct, with Rabbi Yehuda. When it comes to Chametz, it would be correct. But if I argue like the Chachamim by Chametz, that Hashbasasa b'chol davar, then you wouldn't be able to say this idea that the Torah was machshiv, the destruction of chametz in whatever method, as a malacha. That's the general approach. And if you want to appreciate the Pnei Yeshua even better, I would even maybe suggest, if you feel bold enough, it's not really a long piece, the first piece of Rav Chaim on the Rambam, in Hilchos Chametz U'Matzah, he uses this, he has a problem with the Rambam's shita about Bal Yiroya, that he doesn't call it Nitak La'aseh, and he has his mahalach to explain it. The kasha itself in the Rambam can be resolved in other ways, but Rav Chaim says something which is kedai to hear in terms of connecting it to the Pnei Yeshua. So you look at the first piece of Rav Chaim. So we'll try to work that cheshbon out for tomorrow, and if we could, we'll start on the Tosis, and if possible as well. If not, we'll have to see how it goes. Okay, Chevra, any questions?